to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The situation is still very fluid. There remains a degree of uncertainty, and there are still regime elements who pose a threat. But this much is clear. The Gaddafi regime is coming to an end, and the future of Libya is in the hands of its people.
Here's President Obama commenting on the situation in Libya as Gaddafi's regime comes to an end. The Libyan people take control, and that's where we get started in this hour of talk and conversation on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio. Willie Geist talking here to Richard Haass, president of the Council on Foreign Relations, about our role in the events unfolding in Libya.
How did power slip through the hands of a man who held it so tightly for 42 years? We know there was this back and forth for 6 months. It looked like he would have the upper hand for a while. But just over the last couple of days, the rebels made huge sweeps into Tripoli.
These regimes tend to be brittle. It's almost like Malcolm Gladwell tipping point. They're there, and then until suddenly at the end they're brittle and they go. And the rats essentially desert the ship, and that's what we've seen.
And we can't avoid the truth that a lot of this was facilitated by NATO, and by NATO we mean in large part the United States of America.
Absolutely.
What can you tell us about the American role in the end of the Gaddafi regime?
The United States spent over $1 billion, the other members of NATO even more than that, and the rebels had, if you will, ground power, not terribly well organized, but had the ability to fight on the ground, but they needed the air, and that's what weakened the regime, and it sent also a very powerful psychological signal, and I think that also helped tilt the battle and help bring about this rather sudden collapse when it came.
The president received a lot of criticism in some quarters for not acting more decisively, for letting NATO take the lead. What today, as we sit here on this Monday where it looks like the regime is all but over, what can we say now in hindsight about the way the president handled this?
Well, this will still be controversial about whether it had to happen, about what happened over the last 6 or 7 months. But, Willie, this is simply the end of the beginning. The tough stuff really starts now. Think about Iraq. Think about other lessons in history. Once you get rid of the king or the de facto king, that was the one common thread that brought together the opposition. The real question is now, can they stay together on behalf of what? This is a country that had no national institution. That was the way Gaddafi ran it. Can this transitional council morph itself into an effective national institution? So the questions going forward are, interestingly enough, even larger than the questions looking backwards.
Well, that was my next question, is who exactly...
Sorry.
Who? No, you led me to it perfectly. Who are these guys exactly? I mean, they put aside a lot of tribal differences, ethnic differences, in the name of fighting Muammar Gaddafi. Now Gaddafi's out of the way, those differences are going to pop up.
Absolutely, we're going to find out. Again, very rarely is the first aftermath of ousting the king the final aftermath. Now the infighting begins, because people now have to agree not simply on what they're against, but what it is they favor. So we're going to find out, and these people who to some extent work together, because it really wasn't a coalition, it was more a grab bag. The real question now is, will they turn on themselves? Will they also just simply have the raw capacity to run this large country of more than 6 million people? There's more than 1 million refugees, hundreds of thousands of internally displaced. It's hard to exaggerate the task that lies ahead of them.
We've seen how difficult in Egypt even that's been.
Absolutely.
Once the euphoria of those first couple of days passes, there are some tough realities on the ground.
And Egypt was a real country.
Right.
It had real powerful national institutions, including the army, which did not unravel. Here you have nothing like that. So again, it's whether this ragtag bunch, and I don't mean to be disparaging, but let's be straight about it. Can they do it? I would think probably not on their own. So very quickly, these Western governments, which are welcoming the news, are going to have to decide what is going to be their role. What is France? What is Britain? What is NATO? What is the European Union? What is the UN? What is the United States and others? What are we going to be asked to do? And even if we're not asked, what might we need to be prepared to do?
Some reports that we've already begun discussions on what exactly is going to happen next. Finally, Richard, does it matter where Muammar Gaddafi is at this point? There's speculation that he may have fled the country. More recent reports saying he's somewhere holed up inside Libya. Does it matter at this point?
In the historical sense, no. The Gaddafi era is effectively over. His ability and capacity to rule is now history. It's a kind of denouement, almost like Saddam or any other tyrant, Napoleon or others. At the end, it brings closure. But in fact, the Gaddafi era, after four decades, is now finally over. The post-Gaddafi era has begun.
Up next, more opinions and reaction to the war and the situation in Libya on the countdown.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
"Mom, I need more pens. Stat."
Or,
"I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out."
Or our favorite,
"I didn't know I needed number two pencil for that test."
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520. Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into this hour with a focus to begin with on Libya. Here is Dominic Di Natale from Fox reporting on the celebrations that are already sweeping across Libya.
It is the $70 billion question. Why is it that figure? Well, that's just exactly how much money the Gaddafi family has amassed through oil revenues over the past 42 years. No sign of Colonel Gaddafi. Last heard on state television calling the few supporters he got left across the country to come to the capital and help protect him. None turned up. There are still clashes in the streets of Tripoli between loyalist forces and rebels who now control 95% of the city. It appears the country has almost fallen, but until Colonel Gaddafi is either captured or capitulates, he still remains, technically at least, in charge. The International Criminal Court in The Hague is already calling for their arrest, for the family's arrest. Two sons have already been caught by the rebel forces, Saif al-Islam and Mohammed Khamis. They both were in charge of the military operation against the rebels. Without the head of the army, that army is now in disarray. The rebels, however, are celebrating their victory. Tripoli and much of the country, particularly the heartland Benghazi, have been celebrating with fireworks and gunfire and waving flags. The country is in jubilation. They feel that liberation is now theirs.
George Stephanopoulos talking to Assistant Secretary of State Jeffrey Feltman about how much of Libya the rebels now control.
We just heard out of London, the Libyan Charge d'Affaires saying that 95% of Tripoli is controlled now by the rebels. Is that the information you have?
We've heard the same reports you have, George. I can't confirm from on the ground, but I think what's clear is that the rebels are winning, that it's only a matter of time now before, you know, Gaddafi has to step down, before Gaddafi loses the entire country.
So the Gaddafi regime is past the tipping point now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have any sense of where Mr. Gaddafi might be?
We don't. And it's interesting that for the recent announcements he's made, the press conferences he's made, the calls to Tripoli to defend itself, which of course no one responded to in the way he wanted them to, he hasn't been seen. They were radio broadcasts. You know, he was not seen physically, so people I don't think have a good sense of where he is right now. But it almost doesn't matter.
Why not?
You know, because the rebels are clearly taking over the city, taking over the institutions. We just got reports they've taken over state television. He has become, for all intents and purposes, part of Libya's past, and now people need to look to build Libya's better future.
I know you've spent several days, you just said, in Benghazi with the rebel leaders, talking to them about the plans for a post-Gaddafi Libya. What plans are in place to secure and govern Libya?
So the first step they're trying to do is to prevent some kind of cycle where people act out their own retribution. So I think that's a very, very important first step. There's a lot of post-Gaddafi planning that's taken place about how to govern the institutions, how to make sure that essential services are provided.
All of us remember the chaos and the killing after Saddam Hussein fell in Iraq. Are you confident it can be avoided in Libya?
I don't want to predict anything here. A lot of that sectarian mix that was in Saddam Hussein's Iraq doesn't exist in Libya. I can't predict what's going to happen, but I can say that people have tried to work through to minimize the risk that you described.
And finally, sir, are you confident that these new leaders of Libya won't form an alliance with al-Qaeda or other enemies of the United States?
The question of the Islamist rule in Libya is one that, you know, lots of people have been looking at, lots of people have been discussing. The overwhelming vision that we are hearing from people across Libya, from civil society, from the government, from tribal leaders, is that they want a Libya that is moderate, that is secular, that is, you know, unified and independent. Libyans controlling Libya's future in order to ensure that a moderate, secular Libya is the one that emerges from 42 years of Gaddafi's tyranny.
Talkos Matt Murphy here with military analyst General Tom McInerney about who is likely to step up and take Gaddafi's place.
The phrase comes to mind, and I'm kind of paraphrasing it. You know, Hitler obviously was a monster during his day, but the trains ran on time. Gaddafi was a horrible human rights abuser of his people. At the same time, there was no power vacuum in that region. With his absence, that leaves a power vacuum. What's your best guess? I mean, are there people there ready with the infrastructure in place to take that power vacuum? Because as you mentioned, General, certainly al-Qaeda is waiting on their heels to pounce.
No, there is not, and that's the worrisome thing. Even NATO has admitted that the NTC has inroads, or al-Qaeda and Muslim Brotherhood and radical Islamists, are part of the National Transitional Council. So NATO doesn't have the answer. Is the NTC going to ask for an international security force, international stabilization force, an ISF? Who would they ask? The Brits? The Brits send 20 people, the French send 10, the Italians send 5, and the U.S. sends 20,000. That's what concerns me. We're already overcommitted. And so the president got us into, a situation here where there's no clear outcome. If you remember Baghdad, when the day Baghdad fell and Furder Square, and we pulled down Saddam Hussein's statue and the euphoria, and then the rioting and the looting started to happen. And as in all these dictatorial regimes, when they come apart, the people tend to go wild, and so they break into shops and they do a whole host of things. Even then, General Tommy Franks, who should have administered martial law, in my opinion, did not. So you can imagine there's no single name there. 2 weeks ago, they killed their Army Chief of Staff.
Up next, we find out how the situation in Libya is affecting the stock market. That's up next on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Oh. Hi, folks. Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever, our most popular premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. This 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/freedom.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television. We profile it here after doing a lot of research, listening to lots of radio programs and stations around the country to find out what most people are interested in. And here's host Ray Appleton with Tracy Jahnke from MarketWatch about the impact the war is having on the markets.
We've got this bounce-back market. Can we attribute, you know, most or part of this to the liberation of Tripoli and what's going on in Libya?
Oh, absolutely. When, you know, the images on your TV are replaced of rioting, you know, in Europe and protests over economic austerity measures are replaced by all of these signs of hope and regime change in Libya, you can absolutely attribute that because those traders on Wall Street are watching the same images we are. And there's also some hope surrounding Benber Nanki. Later this week, he's speaking at the Fed's annual retreat in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and a lot of traders and investors are betting that he's going to announce some kind of economic stimulus plans. So you've got Libya and Bernanke driving the Dow down 135 points now, and early on, we have the Dow's gains approaching 200 points, and 11,000 was back in sight.
Beautiful. Getting back to Libya again, the joy that seems to be going on with the bulls running down Wall Street there a little bit, is that over maybe the return of their oil to the market, or just a good feeling in general that Gaddafi's out of here, perhaps?
Oh, there's no doubt that Wall Street has traded on emotion for the past several weeks, and so there's a lot of emotion tied to the ouster of this leader who, you know, this fight has been going on for 6 months now. But, of course, you know, when money's involved, there's always, you know, people think about that in the oil terms and dollar terms. Now, oil market is kind of iffy. The light sweet crude that is our benchmark in the U.S., that's been heading higher. It's been up as much as $2 today. And but over in Europe, the Brent crude, that's more closely tied to the Libyan markets. They get a lot of their oil from Libya, and that is heading lower. And so it would be nice to see Libya and the ouster of Gaddafi have an impact on pump prices here, but I actually spoke to an analyst this morning, Kevin Kerr of Kerr Trading International, who said it might result in higher prices in oil and at the pump eventually because of all the uncertainty. You're replacing a volatile leader with the unknown. Who knows what's coming in?
Yeah, there's always that question of a vacuum, you know.
Exactly. And when there's no news, and that's the thing with Wall Street, too, there's no economic news, no company news. It's all based on headlines and what's happening out of Libya for the most part, because we don't have any reports coming out of Washington, no major companies releasing earnings. So that's a large part of the volatility we see, too.
Joe Schlesinger talking to host Gary Allen on how soon we can see changes at the pump because of what's going on.
The stuff going on in Libya could
you know, generally keep oil prices down over the course of over the world, not directly with us. The Libyan oil is Brent oil, and we use West Texas Intermediate. But even so, having more supply on the market is good. It should help gas prices. And special one guy over the weekend, right now we're at $3.58 a gallon for regular.
Yeah.
He says he thinks we're going to $3.15, $3.25.
Ooh. How That's soon cool. does he say that?
You know what happens is on the way down, it's not quite as quick as the way up, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, the reason is, there's actually a real economic reason for this, I swear. And it is that when the prices go down, what happens is we actually drive more. So demand picks up. So it doesn't go down quite as fast. Plus, you know, we all think the worst of these guys who own gas stations.
Right.
They jam us a little bit. But let's not assume that. So we have that going on. We also have the same two old issues that we've been confronting, gentlemen. We have the slowdown in global growth. Nothing changing there. We have no signs of a pickup. And we've got the problems in Europe. So that should take center stage. There is somebody who can make this all better with just the wave of his magic wand.
He's not on vacation, is he?
No. Okay. You know who that is?
Who?
Ben Bernanke.
Here we go.
Ben Bernanke is speaking at a Fed conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Evidently, economists think better in the mountains. So last year, when the Fed had this conference, it was at this very spot where Bernanke started to talk about what he would do to maybe help the economy if things continued. Because you probably don't remember this, but we actually had a similar move down last year, but it was spread out over many months, so it was a little bit less dramatic. But we were down 16% by the time the Fed chairman talked, and then he talked about this thing called bond buying or quantitative easing, and stocks went zooming up.
Up next, we shift gears to look at the presidential race and some of the rumors circulating about Rick Perry already. That's next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Second half hour of this hour, Doug Steffen with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The hot hits and the focus here is Rick Perry, the 212 presidential race. Todd Feinberg and Tim Finneran talk on their radio program to Robert Murrow, who is a big Ron Paul supporter. Also taking out large full-page ads in Texas, asking women who have slept with Governor Perry to come forward.
Joining us now is Robert Murrow, who works for Ron Paul, big Ron Paul supporter. And he has put out a full-page ad in newspapers that ran in the Austin Chronicle, which is looking for people who have slept with Rick Perry.
Yeah, kind of looking for dirt on presidential candidate and governor of Texas, Rick Perry.
You're offering a reward or anything? Explain your program here. And does it have to be anyone of a particular gender or...
Well,
sexual history?
Well, actually, it's more than just looking for dirt, gentlemen. Rick Perry, his entourage, and I like the same women. How can I be more clear than that?
Hmm.
And so this ad is, I'm trying to get them to come public. We're talking about strippers, young hotties, escorts.
All right, so you hang around strip bars in the combat zone, and so does Rick Perry's campaign staff. And
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No. Rick Perry has an entourage.
We're not talking his campaign staff.
Come on, guys.
I'm sorry, his peeps.
His posse.
His posse.
You could say.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Rick Perry has an enabling entourage.
Okay.
Here, I'll tell you how I found out about this. Remember, Rick Perry is a guy who runs on Christian values and Bible talk for personal political gain. A man that was on stage with in Houston, Texas, with a bunch of extremist preachers with very anti-gay rhetoric. So a few years ago, I met a stripper, and she told me, I was on stage one night, and a guy comes up to me, and he gives me $500, and he says, this is just for starters, this is just for coming with me right now, so come with me. And so, well, $500, you know, down in Austin, Texas, that's about what a dancer would make in a whole evening, including table dances and tips. So she said, sure, I'll come with you. So this stripper was delivered to Rick Perry. And so they started playing around. I'm not going to be graphic here. When it came time to leave, she told me that Rick Perry gave her an outrageous sum of money, well into the four digits, so much so that it makes me think that, what I assume, I don't know for sure, that Rick Perry is taking bribes and illegal gifts to pay for his extracurricular activity. So that was just one.
So in other words, yeah. You're saying he's the next Jack Kennedy.
or Lyndon Johnson, or Bill Clinton, or John Edwards.
Yeah.
But hold on, that's not all. So then I keep meeting other women, and it keeps blowing my mind. I met another young lady who has direct dealings with his entourage. And what this member of her entourage told her was that when they go on the road, that Rick Perry gets the, quote, young hotties. Hence, I use that term in my ad, the young hotties. And he told her, he says that when they go back to the hotel room, that they're literally having orgies and group sex. And she was very credible to me because the second one who I met is basically an educated woman who knows her way around Austin politically, and she runs with the elite. So when I heard that, I said, man, you folks have got to go public. But the point is, I've been unable to get them to go public as well as another lady that I met. So, hence the ad.
Talkers Russ Cassell and Lisa Rollins with a caller here about the rumor that the GOP is pushing Perry to take Rudy Giuliani as his running mate.
They've got a story up. Mm-hmm. That there's a big push now for Rudy Giuliani to be Rick Perry's vice president. That's what Fox has up right now. So it's GOP, big push for Giuliani. Giuliani, the moderate to liberal Rudy Giuliani, to be the so-called conservative Rick Perry's VP.
Well, that may get him votes in the Northeast that otherwise he would not simply because of
that's
his...
That's right. It's not about principle. It's just about playing that game. Well, Mr. Spiegel spoken. All right, let's see what Andy has to say about this. Hi, Andy.
You know what I see in the future in my crystal ball? I see a repeat of the Ross Perot thing. Back, I don't remember how long ago it was. But there's going to be a vote that's going to be split because people are going to write in Ron Paul when he doesn't get the nomination.
Right.
And it'll be enough that I don't think Perry will win either. And guess what? We just got four more years of guess who.
Well, I it's really difficult at this point to make any accurate predictions because I don't think everybody's in. And I think part of what we saw over the weekend is because there were also rumblings over the weekend. Karl Rove now, remember what he did, Mr. Bush, Texas, the whole thing, knows Rick Perry well. Karl Rove said on Fox, and I did see this on Saturday morning, that he thinks that Sarah Palin is in, that Sarah Palin is definitely in the race. So I think that's huge news, and I think that a lot of this happening with Perry is to try to preempt anybody else from getting in. In other words, if Perry's already got the blessing of the establishment, this is a shot across the bow to even though to people like Paul Ryan. You might want to think twice before you get in because we've already decided that that Perry's the guy.
Up next, more speculation on Sarah Palin joining the race. That's up next on the Countdown.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever.
Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A., pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here we are focusing on the presidential race, and now Sarah Palin from Fox. Greg Jarrett talked to the American Spectator's John Fund about Karl Rove's comments that he's betting Sarah Palin is about to announce.
Karl's a pretty smart guy. He says she's walking and talking like a candidate, must be a candidate. What say you?
I think Karl is a smart guy, but I'll take the other side of that bet. I think Sarah Palin has such contempt for the media that she wants to play them for suckers. I think she is pretending to run for president, and I think she is going to surprise everyone next week by saying, "I'm not running, but I'm still going to help change America, and this is what I plan to do with my future."
So this has just been sort of an elaborate tease, maybe driven by vanity, or truly driven by ideology she wants to contribute.
No. Look, I think Sarah Palin in the back of her head always thought she might run for president. It was a 10-20% chance. But ultimately, Sarah Palin is 47 years old. She has lots of time to wait. If she were to run in 2012 and flop spectacularly, that would pretty much end her presidential ambitions. If she goes back to the grassroots, she builds up a grassroots organization. She can become viable in 2016. She can become viable in 2020. There are all kinds of second acts in American politics. I think if you want to look at her new video, which is very professionally done, I think there's a clue at what she's going to do. If you look at the video, the only other candidate that appears in that video is a bunch of people wearing Rick Perry T-shirts. I think Sarah Palin was very close to Rick Perry when they were both governors.
Really?
And I think that if anything happens, she's going to announce that she'll endorse Rick Perry for president at some point in the next few weeks.
In the next few weeks. Wow. Now, that really catches me by surprise. And what would that do for Perry, do you think?
Well, Sarah Palin has an enormous fan base. It would get her a lot of attention. It would also, I think, detract a little bit from Michelle Bachmann's support. Because obviously Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin share some of the same fan base. And by the way, that's one of the reasons Sarah Palin won't run. Michelle Bachmann has entered the race and has grabbed some of that constituency. Rather than share that constituency, I think Sarah Palin would probably want to tilt it in another direction, perhaps to Governor Perry.
All right. Now, there's a column in today's Chicago Sun-Times, and I want to put it up on the screen and get your reaction to it. It basically argues that the GOP field is utterly flawed. And just here's a quote from it. "Democrats should be cheering on Romney, Perry, Bachmann. In this case, good things come in threes. These musketeers of small ideas and flawed policies could add up to a winning scenario for the Democrats." Are they as flawed as that quote would suggest?
Look, every Democratic field has been accused of having the same problems. In 1992, the Democratic field included a whole range of people who looked very small. But one of them became Bill Clinton, and he was a master politician when he finally hit the campaign trail. The 2004 Democratic field was dismissed, but it produced John Kerry, who won 49% of the vote against an incumbent president, despite his problems. Look, Once someone has the nomination, they will have demonstrated campaign skills, campaign abilities that will become apparent, and they will be competitive. I think any field looks small when you want to look at it against an incumbent president. But when it's one person against one person, it's competitive.
Talk host Charlie Sykes here with a caller about whether this may be the perfect time, in fact, for Palin to get into the race.
It is true that right now, that if you ask any liberal Democrat, what is the basis for your optimism? It will be that the Republicans will nominate somebody who is unelectable. And a lot of Republicans actually agree with that, which explains why there is all of this buzz. Can we get Ryan in? Can we get Christie in? What are we going to do? Because right now, you're looking at a field with a lot of guys who I think the conventional wisdom would suggest are not electable or who are not going to jazz the base. So this comes back to the question, is there an opening for Sarah Palin here? Is this her moment to step in? Democrats and Republicans, and again, there are a lot of people, there's a lot of overlap here, who say, you have an incredibly vulnerable president in Barack Obama. The Republicans just cannot seem to come up with a guy who is going to be able to take him out. In fact, Barack Obama may be reelected. In fact, may be reelected easily. If the Republicans nominate somebody who is, I mean, again, this is the argument that you're hearing both from the Democrats and from some Republicans. Is Sarah Palin the answer for this, or is she part of the problem? Let's go to Mark from Greenfield. You're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, I really haven't been motivated at all by any of the Republican candidates. And to be honest with you, I don't think Sarah Palin is the answer either. She's very divisive, and I just think that I don't think she's a real smart person. I think people look at her as ditzy. And I think if you don't get Christie, Rubio, Paul Ryan in there, I don't care how low Barack Obama's numbers are, I think he's going to walk right back in, honestly.
Who do you think is smarter, Sarah Palin or Joe Biden?
I think it's Sarah Palin there.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, but it is interesting that for whatever reason, if you are a conservative woman who has been a successful governor, that somehow you're perceived as a ditz, whereas if you are a retread hack like Joe Biden, people go, well, you know, that's Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Now, to back up your point, though, I mean, there are public opinion polls that have been showing that among the lowest rated national political figures, I mean, that she is among the lowest rated, that her, she's deeply underwater in terms of favorable, unfavorable. So, I mean, I guess one of the questions is, what, you know, as low as Barack Obama's numbers are going, is it possible that the Republicans could nominate somebody whose numbers are even lower?
Here's radio man Tom Rotan talking to Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky about the way the media is ignoring his father, who clearly has done very well so far.
Talk about your father's good showing in the Iowa straw poll. How do you feel about that?
We're pretty excited about it, except for that he turned out to be the invisible man. He almost wins. He gets within a hair's breadth of winning, and the national media then completely ignored him. My favorite headline was, they had one headline that says, Bachman wins, Pawlenty gets third.
Yeah.
And never mentioned the entire article that Ron Paul came within 150 votes of winning.
It's amazing. It really is. Yeah, he got raked over the coals by even conservatives like Rush Limbaugh about some statements he made in that debate regarding Iran and the Middle East. You know, I think conservatives have a hard time with that, and you know, they want to support, particularly Christian conservatives want to support Israel. How do you balance that out with your particularly your dad's views on that issue?
I think sometimes it's misinterpreted. So, for example, I think people interpret it as if he doesn't care if Iran gets nuclear weapons, and I think he thinks that that's a bad idea and is not in favor of it, but he likes to put it in perspective and compare it to the Soviet Union, where they had 30,000 intercontinental ballistic missiles that could actually reach the United States, and yet we didn't invade them to take away their nuclear weapons. Iran getting one nuclear weapon, I think, is not a good idea, and I don't think he thinks that either, but he says, put that in perspective. Do we need to promise to invade Iran if they get a nuclear weapon, or do we want leaders that are a little more reluctant to go to war and really try to contain some of our enemies without always having to invade to preempt them?
Up next, we are moving over to the president's vacation. That's next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so talk radio, talk television, the new media involved in this, Facebook, all these people following the president's vacation. Talk host John McDonald here with ABC's David Curley, who's with the president.
What kind of duty is it out there on Martha's Vineyard with the presidential entourage?
Kind of like being in Bar Harbor with him. It isn't terrible. It's not the worst assignment I've ever had. It's a nice place. It's a good place to spend some time. The weather's comfortable. The problem for a news guy is the president isn't making any news. That's the issue.
The first story said that no sooner had they unpacked that they went downtown to go shopping at a bookstore.
The three towns where we are set up, the press corps, is actually in the town where they came to the bookstore. It's right across the street. And the girls got their summer reading list, and the president picked up some books. It's kind of like Oprah. We're all waiting to see what the president's going to read this summer, so I'll turn it into a bestseller.
Now, you said you also did Crawford, Texas duty with President Bush. A little different?
Yeah, it's a lot different. We stayed in Waco when we were in Crawford, and then we worked out of an elementary school in Crawford. Here, we're working out of a hotel, which is two blocks from the water. And, I mean, it's the same group of folks, and it's the same kind of routine for the press corps. It's the environs are a little different.
President getting a lot of criticism for going on vacation when everyone else is hurting economically?
We heard a lot of that before he went, and the White House has pushed back as strongly as they could, and I think you'll hear even more of that as some of the administration and campaign folks show up on the Sunday morning talk shows, basically saying that Americans don't begrudge the president for taking a vacation and spending some time with his family. That's their line. You've heard both Democrats and Republicans say that the president should call Congress back. The president's reply is, why bring him back and have him argue back and forth and not do anything? Let's see what the super committee could do, and the president's going to come up with his own plan, which Republicans say finally
after Labor Day. Or is it on?
Yeah, we don't have a date for that yet. It's just after Labor Day is all they're saying.
By the way, the last three Republican presidents, both the Bushes and Ronald Reagan, took a lot more vacation days than Obama has taken. Talk host Steve Scott with CBS's Mark Knoller, who says that no matter which party occupies the White House, the president never really goes on vacation.
Mark, being president's a tough job, kind of grueling. I guess he deserves a little R&R. Well, kind of grueling. You know, what's amazing to me is that anybody wants that job. It is so difficult and so arduous and such an ordeal, and you put up with so much rotten stuff. I'm surprised that there are people that really clamor to be president. But that aside, no, presidents don't really take vacations in the same context that you or I might take a vacation, take a week off, not tell the boss where we can be reached, not leave a phone number or forwarding address. You know, if we don't want to, we don't have to turn on the radio and listen to the news or read a newspaper. But the president is president wherever he goes. The job, the responsibilities, the burden of the office follow him wherever he goes. And it's not just President Obama. It's been like that for every modern-day president. You know, I did a little research on it. Back in 1943, in the middle of World War II, Franklin D. Roosevelt took a secret vacation fishing trip up to Ontario, Canada, Birch Island. Well, you know, I think there'd be an uproar if a modern president today were to go to a foreign country for a vacation, much less do it in secret, but, you know, bearing in mind it was the middle of World War II. So, you know, presidents need a little time to get away from the White House. Now, the White House is a great place to live, but some presidents have called it the crown jewel in the American penal system because you are somewhat of a prisoner in the White House, and vacations give presidents a chance to get away from it all, to get a breather. President Obama today on Martha's Vineyard, while he did get briefed by his one of his Homeland Security advisors, he took his daughters to a bookstore to get some summer reading, and right now he's playing golf, and he sure can't do that at the White House.
I guess it's a fine line. The president's a relatively young man. He has two children. When you're elected president, do you give up your duties as husband and father?
Well, I don't think anybody is asking a president to do that, but, you know, we're always in a political season, and you've got critics of the president who will use just about anything to say, look, he's not doing his job. You know, we've got critical problems to be dealt with now, and why isn't the president back at the White House doing his job? The Republican National Committee yesterday sent out a press release to reporters with a headline, "Must be nice, Obama jets off to Martha's Vineyard, leaving Americans to deal with the consequences of his failed economic policies." So that sort of puts in the political context and perspective what any president is up to. And it's not just Obama. President George W. Bush, during his 8 years, he made 77 visits to his Texas ranch. Was vacation? Well, not in the sense you or I do, but he got away from the tedium and monotony of the White House and was able to refresh himself.
Find out more about what's going on here. The stories behind the stories, as they say, in the countdown box is front and center at DougStephan.com.